I'm Matt Bush for WCQS News. The crowd at this year's Mountain Moral Monday may have been smaller than in recent years, but it was no less enthusiastic. You know, I woke up this morning. Between the music and poetry readings at PAX Square was the main attraction, a keynote speech from Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II, president of North Carolina's NAACP. While he touched on many topics in his more than half-hour address, Barber's call to action, repeated several times, was just four words long.
We better vote now.
Early voting started last week in North Carolina, and Buncombe County's turnout thus far is above the state average. As of late Monday morning, more than 20,000 people in the county have already voted. A look at those numbers show more Democrats have voted than Republicans, Libertarians, and Independents combined. The latest statewide poll, though, isn't as upbeat for Democrats looking to sweep the state's three largest races. Democrat Hillary Clinton leads Republican Donald Trump by just a single percentage point in the latest Monmouth University poll, which also shows Republican incumbent Richard Burr topping Democrat Deborah Ross in the U.S. Senate election, 49-43%. The biggest change, though, since the last Monmouth poll 2 months ago, is in the governor's race. Incumbent Republican Pat McCrory now leads Democrat Roy Cooper 48-47%. In August, Cooper led by 9%. The reason for the swing isn't clear, according to Monmouth's polling director, Patrick Murray. He says it may have to do with concerns over flooding following Hurricane Matthew, which devastated the eastern part of North Carolina. Cooper's lead in August, according to Murray, was due in large part to backlash over North Carolina's House Bill 2. The most current poll, conducted from last Thursday to this Monday, has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.9%. For WCQS News, I'm Matt Bush.